Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Florio brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. We haven't touched Steelers yet today because we've been nipples deep in this Rowdy Tellez thing. Mike is, obviously everyone knows him from Pro Football Talk, but he is kind of local. He's down close to Wheeling, West Virginia, and he grew up a Pirates fan, so he is familiar with the organization, and we know how much Mike is into contracts and things like that. Mike, has this story with Rowdy Tellez, where the Pirates got rid of him, four plate appearances shy of a $200,000 bonus, have you heard about this yet?
I saw that there was a player who lost his $200,000 bonus. I don't know who Rowdy Tellez is. Number one, it sounds made up. And number two, it sounds like he's a wrestler, not a baseball player.
Yes.
He's built like kind of a big wrestler, like Earthquake or Typhoon from back in the day.
Mike, do you think this is a common thing even in football where teams do this to guys?
No, I think if anything, they bend over backwards to try to help the guy, right? They negotiate these incentives into contracts, and if football players sense that they're getting screwed out of the chance to earn the money that they've put in 99% of the effort to get, that's a problem. So I think if anything, you see teams help a guy or even say, you got close enough, we'll go ahead and act as if this was earned. So I think it's the opposite. I think it's a sign, and I say this somewhat reluctantly because the Nuttings are in Wheeling. I used to deliver their newspapers, you know, but it's
did
a sign
of did you, like, get on a bicycle and deliver the paper? Like, how were you
like the Paperboy video game?
Yeah.
No, I rode my bike house to house or nice. Walked or, like, went in. It was, like, truly neither snow nor wind nor something, dark of night, whatever the hell they say about post office. I delivered those papers. I got them. I got every paper where it needed to go, except when I didn't. But they always paid me. And if they would have stiffed me, I would have been very upset. So it's a sign of a dysfunctional organization that they did this.
Mike, how about the Steelers now and their quarterback situation? You were talking last week with us, and this made the rounds, that Mike Tomlin had to be conscious of Russell Wilson activating his public relations team and personal agenda team. If he's frustrated with not being the quarterback, do you feel like we are much closer to him hitting that button to activate it today?
I don't think he's dumb enough to do it. And let me flip it around. I think he's smart enough to know he should never do that with Mike Tomlin. The only thing he should ever consider doing is going in and seeing Tomlin face to face and not bringing any of his personas with him. No Mr. Unlimited, no guy that was trying to sell Subway sandwiches a couple of years ago with that weird video. Go in there man to man and say, hey, you always say you want volunteers, not hostages. I'd like to be traded to XYZ, to which Tomlin should frankly say, I'm not going to do it, and here's why it's in my best interest not to do it, and here's why it's in your best interest for me not to do it. So I think that's the worst that would happen, the most that would happen. If Russell Wilson tries anything else, it's not going to end well for him. And His best play is to just wait for an opportunity. Get himself healthy and wait for an opportunity. And if for some reason Justin Fields goes wire to wire, oh well, that's part of the risk that you take in football, that you're going to end up injured, somebody else is going to come in and play, and that guy's going to play so well that even when you're fully healthy, they're not going to put you back in.
Mike, as somebody that wanted them to start Fields all along, so far you have been proven very right in your analysis of the player.
Yes.
3-0. If Justin Fields doesn't make it through the whole season, if Russell Wilson would get his chance, do you think at this point it is more likely because Justin Fields gets hurt or Justin Fields' performance dips appreciably?
Well, I'd say it's more likely because he gets hurt, because he got hurt last year and missed several games, and his playing style is conducive to getting hit. The more you get hit, the more you get hurt, or the more likely you get hurt. I think they're in a great spot here, and Tomlin won't come out and say it. They used to call it the 100% rule, where the player who's injured gets his job back when he's 100%. He's just never 100% until the guy who's playing stumbles. What they can do here, by never declaring that Fields has taken the mantle of QB1, they just let it ride. And if and when Fields ever regresses, and if the team loses two or three in a row and a spark is needed, you're not benching the guy who may be your future at the position. You're just putting QB1 back on the field. So it's not something you can engineer, but when it lands in your lap, I think you embrace it. Just Russell Wilson still recovering, and we're taking it one week at a time. And then if and when Justin Fields struggles, we didn't bench the guy. We just put QB1 back on the field.
But at what point does that, like, say they're 7-1 or 7-0 or something like that. They just start red hot, and Fields happens to
Hello?
I got you to 7-2.
I think that, and you cut out there for a little bit, but I'm conscious of something that happened in 1998 with the Vikings in Randy Moss's rookie year. Brad Johnson suffered a broken leg week 2 of that season against the Rams in St. Louis. Randall Cunningham came in and played lights out. And as the season unfolded, Denny Green, the late head coach of the Vikings, used the 100% rule. And it just got to a point where everybody knew. And nobody said boo. And the irony, if I'm using that word correctly, and I never do because of that damn song, but in the NFC Championship game, the magic disappeared for Randall Cunningham, and Denny Green should have gone back to Brad Johnson, and he didn't. But at some point, you're right. If it goes really well, people just quit asking about it. It just becomes a fact, and everybody just moves on, and it's about how many games you're going to win, whether you're going to get the one seed. The narrative changes because it just becomes a given that guy who has been playing is the guy.
Well, let's get into the Miami part of this, because Adam Schefter said this week that the Dolphins should call the Steelers about Russell Wilson and said it in a way where it made me think he knew that something like that might actually happen or might have already happened, Mike. If that is the case, the Dolphins call, how should the Steelers handle that conversation?
Well, I think they should resist, because the moment you trade Russell Wilson is the moment that you have only Kyle Allen as your insurance behind Justin Fields. Now, maybe they really like Kyle Allen, and somebody I know who was at a training camp practice, now this was early on, but that person said, hey, Kyle Allen looked better than any of them. So I don't know. If they're comfortable with Kyle Allen, and if the compensation is something the Steelers can't refuse, so be it. But this was the downside to Russell Wilson taking the veteran minimum of $1.2 million in order to stick the Broncos with the balance of the $38 million he was going to make this year, because the Broncos got credit for whatever he made somewhere else, and Russell Wilson ensured they got minimum credit at $1.21. The Steelers have a guy who has won a Super Bowl and been to another Super Bowl for the lowest you can pay a guy with 10 or more years of service. That is a huge bargain. So why would you move on from that guy? Bill Belichick was on with McAfee the other day. He said the Steelers have the best quarterback yep. situation in the league with yep. Fields and Russell Wilson. So they better make you an offer that you just flat out cannot refuse. And you need to believe that Kyle Allen would be a competent backup for Justin Fields if Fields would get injured.
In our eternal search for a number two wide receiver, Mike. Wide receivers who are on bad teams in the final years of their contract. T. Higgins on the franchise tag, Amari Cooper in Cleveland, DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee. Right now, as things are trending, what are the likelihood of any of those three guys getting dealt between now and the first week of November?
I think the Bengals are going to turn it around, so I don't believe T. Higgins will be traded. As to the other guys, we'll see. We'll see how deep the rabbit hole goes for the Browns and whether or not that's something they'd want to do and if they'd want to trade within the division. Some teams do. Some teams don't care. DeAndre Hopkins is intriguing. You know, he's lost a step, but he never really had one. He's not a guy that's ever been a deep threat field stretcher. He's just a guy who's open even when he's covered and you throw him the ball and he helps you move the chains. But they need to do something. I talked to Calvin Austin after the game on Sunday because he had that big play, the 55-yard catch and run. I didn't realize this. They went into the game with four receivers, with asterisk Cordell Patterson is kind of number five, and Van Jefferson gets hurt early. They had three receivers, three true receivers for the balance of the game. You can't have that. You need more depth, and it can't be George Pickens, Calvin Austin, and Scotty Miller. You need somebody else to go along with Pickens. So I'd like to think that, you know, if the Steelers continue to ride high like this, they'll try to find an opportunity to take advantage of, you know, the chance to upgrade at the position. And if somebody who's got a receiver that helps you and wants that quarterback and calls about Russell Wilson, I don't know, maybe that falls toward the category of an offer you can't refuse.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Football Night in America is a big one for us here in Pittsburgh. We'll be watching the Bills and Ravens. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.